And that is me, Bill Buckmaster. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Tom Fairbanks. Tom, happy Lunar New Year. The 29th of January signals a new Lunar New Year. And do you know what this Lunar New Year will be about?
Is this have anything with the Chinese New Year?
It is the Chinese Lunar New Year, yes.
The snake? Year of the snake?
It is the year of the snake. You win the prize for the Lunar New Year as we get things rolling on the Buckmaster Show and the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, where they're doing that demolition sale. We'll tell you more about that over at Zocalo Village. The five buildings at Zocalo Village must be torn down. They're in a floodplain, but rather than move all the merchandise over to the new building, they're drastically discounting everything, like up to 50%. We're in the Bustos Media Center in central Tucson. We've got five radio stations under one roof. This one's 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted news and talk. We're pretty excited about the fact that in January 2nd, to be specific, we launched our 15th year, so beginning the 15th year of our radio program and my 37th year here in Tucson Broadcasting. We have our worldwide live listening, all of the podcasts available at buckmastershow.com. Our friends at Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management are kind enough to sponsor our live line, and we're going to utilize the live line with Nikki Lee, Tucson City Councilman, Democrat, Ward Number 4. Councilwoman Lee, your day started off with, a couple of disappointments, I guess, in the garage.
Yeah, well, I'm coming to you live from the garage this morning, so I hope my audio is clear.
It's good.
It's quieter in here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bill. I wanted to be in the studio with you today, but yeah, I'm in the garage. So everyone knows I am safe, but the spring broke and the garage door will not open. So in a couple hours, we will have some wonderful people come out and hopefully help us get out of this garage. So thank you for your flexibility, Bill, to call in.
Well, it's everybody's biggest fear that has a garage door opener. Oh my gosh, what if the spring goes? How am I going to get the car out? How am I going to get to the radio show? And if it happened to me, I'd probably be in my garage calling in and doing the show. But you sound like you're in the next room there. I mean, you've got a great phone connection, which is a great step in the right direction. So Proposition 414, the ballots are actually going to be mailed to voters 2 weeks from today, February 12th.
Yes, they will be. So folks should maybe around Valentine's Day be getting their ballots in the mail. And I can't think of a more romantic Valentine's Day event than getting your ballot and voting together as a couple. But in all seriousness, though, that's actually what my husband and I will be doing. But it's, you know, Bill, every year we hear from our constituents. Well, every day we hear from our constituents about what's important to them, the problems that they want us to solve. And we know there are a lot of things that Tucsonans want us to be able to deliver on. And so in the spirit of doing the work of mayor and council, we, you know, collect feedback from the public and understand what they want us to do and what they want us to focus on. And we take that back to city leadership and we say, hey, what do you all need in order to make this happen? And we've heard loud and clear that individuals, businesses want us to focus on how we can get more people off the street and into housing, how we can address crime in our communities, and how we can have just a more safer place for us to live in. And that is what this proposition is intended to do.
You and the city have had success with, I believe, two, maybe three propositions, one that dealt with parks, one that did with the infrastructure for law enforcement. There might have been a third one in there, but is this a step too far, Prop 414? Is this an ask maybe going a little too far?
You know, I think what we have seen over the years with the propositions that we have put out to the public and their support, since I've been on the council, we had 411, which was for our roads And that overwhelmingly passed, telling us that we are in tune with what residents want us to do, and they want these investments, and they're willing to tax themselves to pay for that, that it is a priority for folks. And so, you know, every year, Bill, we're gearing up for my favorite time of the year, budget season. I am a huge nerd, and I get really excited to look at what it is that we're trying to do in the next fiscal year. And so we're already starting that conversation. But year after year, we go to the city manager and to the departments and say, what do you all need? And every year there are additional requests from our departments through supplemental funding requests that we just are not able to grant. The money is just not there. So we do the best we can to squeeze every bit of value out of every taxpayer dollar that comes into the city. And sometimes there is just demand and need that is greater than what we have the capacity to deliver on. And this is an example of that. HUD just released its report to Congress a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, that talked about the data that was collected from the point in time count that was done across the nation every year. So every year on one night, folks go out into their communities and count the number of people who are unsheltered and report that back. And the number continues to grow year after year. And families is the largest group of folks who are now experiencing homelessness in our community. So the demand continues to increase. The resources to meet that demand are needed. And I think this is giving Tucsonans an opportunity to decide and to tell us if they want us to go accelerate the rate at which we're doing that in the community.
We had Michael Guyman, who, as you know, heads up the Tucson Metro Chamber, which, by the way, Michael shared with us on the live line yesterday that the merger with Sun Corridor Inc., and there'll be a new name and a new focus for both Sun Corridor and the Chamber. That's all going to happen by March 1st. We learned that yesterday from Michael. But he says that 414 goes too far with an additional half-cent sales tax that would raise the sales tax to 9.2%. And he believes that puts an undue burden on the taxpayers and the small business owners in Tucson. How would you respond to Mr. Guyman?
You know, I definitely appreciate the perspective that the business community has come out and talked publicly about and in the No campaign. The challenge is, you know, with the city, we are not in a position like the county where we have property taxes that we are able to leverage. Our only mechanism is through a sales tax, also, you know, from state shared revenue from the state, which, as we've talked about in the past, is decreasing significantly because under Governor Ducey and the legislature, a flat tax was implemented, which is reducing the amount of revenue that the city is bringing in. So between all of these different conditions, a reduction in revenue from the state, increased demand on our services, the growth of our city, specifically out here in Ward 4, and needing to be able to improve our response times to be responsive to that growth. This is the avenue that we have to leverage in order to try to meet what the constituents are telling that they want us to address.
You know, you admitted you're kind of a nerd when it comes to numbers and budgeting. If these needs were so important, Councilwoman, why weren't they included in this budget that we're current budget year we're currently in, or the upcoming budget year?
Yeah, so there has been investment continually for building more affordable housing in the city of Tucson for our Housing First program and our community safety program. We have continued to fund those programs. The challenge that we're at, Bill, if you talk to a lot of folks who write in about the number of unsheltered folks in the community, they don't see the needle moving fast enough. And I think that those of us who do this work day in and day out, we feel the same way. It's very difficult. It comes down to case management, working with one individual or family and their unique conditions and how to get them from where they're at into housing. And so, again, in order to scale what we're doing, it's going to take additional investment. And I think people want to see results. And in order to scale the programs that we have iterated with and tested and really figured out what works well, we're going to need additional investment to scale it. And if voters feel like that's not an investment that they want to make and they're you know, they want us to keep moving at the pace that we're moving at. That's going to be part of the conversation. But in addition to just the unsheltered homeless piece, which is a huge priority for Tucsonans, we also have response times. We also have capital investment needs for our public safety departments that, quite frankly, we have not been able to take care of with our current budget and the financial picture that we have. So, for example, with TPD, about 95% of TPD's budget is just for staffing, just to keep the individuals employed and provide what they need to do to be able to go out and do the job. So that doesn't leave much at all for fleet replacement, for equipment, for any of the needs that a department of our size, servicing a city of our size, needs as we continue to grow and evolve.
I noticed in your newsletter to your constituents of Ward 4, the fire department did get a new engine, right, for one of the stations in your ward.
Yes, Station 13, they got a new pumper, I believe it's called. And so that was from Prop 101. And it took years to get that. So, you know, even if 414 passes, it's going to take years before these vehicles do come online for our employees to use. So, yeah, quite a backlog on a lot of these vehicles that our first responders need.
That particular proposition, was that a 10-year deal or how did that work and where are we in that that was aimed at the infrastructure for law enforcement and fire?
Yeah, that one, if folks want to go visit our Tucson Delivers website, there is a list of projects and where everything is at. There was a lot of investment done for our station. So Station 13 was also getting remodeled when I was there. So folks can go look project by project on our Tucson Delivers website to see where all of those projects, as well as our parks projects, are at. So it's very thorough. And if 414 passes, we will have the same level of transparency to the public on all of the projects that are laid out in 414.
And that is one of the other knocks on 414, that if it is passed, the assurance, some question, will the money go to the particular bucket that it is designated for, Nikki Lee?
Yes, and that is a very important component. If we don't have trust and accountability with these taxpayer dollars, then we have nothing. So it's going to be very critical that if this passes, the oversight committee is going to be watching these projects like a hawk. We did build a slight bit of flexibility in when it comes to within the buckets themselves, because I think one thing that we've learned with going through this RTA process in the past few years is that things change over time, and we, you know, want to be able to be responsive to changes, but also stay within the structure of the intention of the funding, for example, for first responders capital investment, for neighborhood and community resilience. So it's going to be really important that we have the right folks in there overseeing these and being the voice of the people on this committee.
Do you have any opinion on the RTA Next program that could go before voters this year in November?
Yeah, well, this is something that we've been talking about quite often at the table for years and years. I think my biggest concern at this point, or my big focus area, is finishing the first RTA. The last real update we got at the mayor and council table indicated that there was about a $200 million shortfall projected in funding. We have that item coming up in February to discuss again, so it'll be good to get additional projections. But as of right now, we've already went through the process of de-scoping projects off of the current RTA. It was City of Tucson projects that had to drop off of the list. And if there's another $200 million shortfall that we're facing and we have to renegotiate and de-scope more projects for Tucsonans, that's not going to be a great process to go through. So right now, we've got to get across the, you know, the current line that we're at, and then I'll be interested in seeing where we land with RTA next. But it's got to be a package that makes sense for Tucson residents, and we can't be at the bottom of the list again.
Meanwhile, every city road over a 10-year period is going to get attention. Is that happening in Ward 4?
That is happening in Ward 4. That's happening across the city. That's Prop 411. And so, yeah, you know, a lot of the things that I heard when I was out knocking on doors years ago is people would point to the road in front of their home and say, this road hasn't been touched in 40 years since I moved to Tucson. So we had heard loud and clear that getting those neighborhood streets treated, fog sealed, reconstructed, whatever the need was for those streets was important. And it's really great. Folks can also go on our Tucson Delivers website and see where we're at and when those projects will be happening. But we've had several already in Ward 4 kick off, and we're moving right through the list. So it's a great, great program.
Ward 4 Councilwoman Nikki Lee on the live line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. She's on the live line from her garage, where the big spring kind of broke in her, so she couldn't get out of the garage. So she was thinking, well, I got to get on Bill's show. What's the next thing? Call in, which he's doing. Thank you so much. But let's take a break right here. I want to talk some more about City of Tucson business with Nikki Lee. We'll take a break, then more with Councilwoman Lee after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Take the Regional Transportation Authority's brief survey of its draft $2.46 billion Regional Transportation Plan. The 20-year RTA Next Draft Plan includes roadway, transit, safety, bicycle, pedestrian, and environmental improvements for the greater Tucson region. The RTA Board will consider your feedback before it prepares a final draft for voter consideration as early as November 2025. We invite you to take our brief survey at rtanext.com.
Travel is in my DNA. When I'm ready to start another adventure, my trip begins and ends at our local airport, Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. TUS, where it's made easy to fly. Start planning now for your next air adventure by visiting flytucson.com.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org. Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show midweek edition in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studios. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. We thank them for supporting the live line, and we are utilizing our live line at 790-2040 with Tucson City Councilman Nikki Lee, a Democrat representing Ward 4, and she had a little trouble with the garage door opener, so she is calling us from the garage, and she's got a very good connection. Must be the little bit of echo that you get in the garage, almost like a broadcast studio, but it sounds really good, Nikki. So the unsheltered homeless population, do we have any numbers? Is it growing, or what are you hearing?
Well, yeah, connection's still good here. Bill's still in the garage.
Yep.
All is well.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be doing the point-in-time count here in the near future. I know it's here in the month of January. That may have just happened or is happening, so we will have some fresh data soon. But what we do know from the 2024 numbers is that the unsheltered population has grown in Tucson and Arizona, as it has across the entire state. Not as bad as it has in some other areas, but we are still seeing an increase, and that we're trying to be able to resolve as quickly and as effectively as possible.
You know, some homeless people, unsheltered people, they are given attention, and they just simply, for whatever reason, refuse to go get help. Isn't that, there is that percentage. I have no idea what it is of that unsheltered population.
Yeah, there is definitely a percentage of the unsheltered population who have refused services. And one of the things that is always of interest to me is what is standing in the way of them accepting services. And we try to have low barrier, no barrier shelter options. So for example, if someone has a pet, which I have two dogs and I would never want to leave my dogs, do we have spaces where folks can bring their pets, they can stay together with their families? So reducing as many barriers that exist between the individual and accessing service is important. But we also do have some individuals who flat out do not want services. They want to remain in the environment that they're in. We also have a lot of people who are just being priced out of their housing. We also have, you know, people losing work. So there's a variety of circumstances out there, and there's no one-size-fits-all approach, which is why case management for me, if someone says, what do we need to do to solve this challenge, it comes down to case management and understanding all of the circumstances around an individual or a family and working with them step-by-step to get them where they want to be.
Yeah, I want to point out, we had a listener comment, sent me an email while we were talking to you, a councilwoman, saying that it's rarely pointed out that in the 20-year RTA program that the city did get the first priority, and it was a huge one with the streetcar project. And this particular listener feels that is not brought up enough when it comes to what RTA has accomplished.
Yeah, I agree. RTA has been very valuable for Tucsonans. Even out here on the southeast side, all of the work done on Houghton has been instrumental. We would not look like what we look like out here today with the businesses and the housing that we've been able to build had it not been for that project. It's a cautionary tale to me as we look at future propositions like 414, is how do we build in flexibility, because the cost just accelerated greatly and we weren't able to finish the projects. And yes, Tucson did have a lot of important projects in the front. As we get to the end, I've been in office now for the last 5 years. So my experience has been these last 5 years and looking at, okay, we're at the end of the list, we're wrapping up, we're running out of money, and what gets shelved. And those were Tucson projects, several of them out here in Ward 4. So speaking to my experience, that's what I've seen. But absolutely, there's been a lot of value delivered from RTA. And a regional approach is key. That is the desired solution, as far as I'm concerned. It'll just depend on how we get there.
A lot of federal grants were put on hold, and I understand that was rescinded today by President Trump. Did you have any idea how much federal money was at stake here with the city of Tucson, Nikki Lee?
Oh, Bill, I am not a drinker, and I don't have any whiskey, but these are the times where that crosses my mind. You know, the amount of resources that were spent by our city staff in even looking at how we respond to this, I don't think people really see behind the curtain on how these decisions that are flying out of the White House, mm-hmm. they're like grenades landing in our laps, and we've got to figure it out. And then we go through all of this work to evaluate the impact of this decision, and then the next day it's, oh, well, never mind. And I know specifically from TPD, they have about $30 million worth of different grants in various stages, because again, 95% of our TPD budget goes to staffing. And in order to do the work around violence and eruption and all of the things we're doing to make our communities safer above and beyond responding to calls typically comes from grants. And all of that great work was at risk. Fire, it's several million dollars as well, and what they're doing with grant funding. So I never received yet a full picture of what impact would be to the city and our community, but it's only been 9 days, and it's been quite an exhausting 9 days.
Any update before we go about Ward 4, the neighborhood recycling center? Is that now, is it still closed?
It is still closed. I have been working actively with our city manager and our IT department to be able to install some sort of a solution that will help us monitor that. We don't have the ability to send somebody out there to sit there 24/7 and make sure people are responsible and put their waste in the bins. So we're working with IT to have some cameras and some signage and a way to be able to cite folks who do dump illegally. And I'm pushing that as fast as I can, because I know that's a very important service to the community. I use it all the time, and we want to get it online as quickly as possible.
Yeah, unfortunately, some have used it, Councilwoman, as a dumping center, like a landfill.
Yes. Yes, I wish we would have taken pictures of all the fun things, mattresses, sinks, all kinds of fun things that have been dumped there next to the dumpsters. And it's unfortunate, because that ruins it for everybody else who's doing the right thing, breaking down their boxes, putting everything in the bin. But we have this issue across multiple locations, and illegal dumping across the city is getting out of control. Tim Steller wrote a great article recently just about consumption, you know, because this is the driver of a lot of this waste and too much stuff, and where do we put all this stuff? So I thought that was a really good article, but you know, we're going to have to lean on technology to help us a little bit with this one too.
All right, Nikki Lee, hope the garage door is fixed. I'm sure there's someone on their way right now to fix it, and I do appreciate you calling. Let's try to get you on a little more often. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. Thanks to everyone for listening.
All right, we'll take a break right here. Mid-show break, midweek edition. It's Buckmaster on a Wednesday afternoon.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rito River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Are you ready to immerse yourself in a diverse culture while wandering through bustling markets, sampling exotic cuisines, or forging connections with people from all walks of life? Well, Bon Voyage Travel is here to plan your perfect journey. Whether you're setting off on a solo expedition, embarking on a group adventure, or simply dreaming of far-off destinations, we can help create your custom experience. The road ahead is filled with endless possibilities. Visit bvtravel.com to find your specialized Bon Voyage Travel advisor today.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition, and we're at the midway point, a little bit past the midway point of the Buckmaster Wednesday show in the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studio. So many people, when I say in the studio, they think we're out at Green Things. That's why I've been saying as part of the Bustos Media Center in central Tucson, but they have, and I'm glad they do, Jan and Jack, the hands-on owners, they have the naming rights to our studio when the Buckmaster Show, when the on-air light comes on. And speaking of Jan, we had Jan on the show. We actually did a 10-minute segment with her, and I think it was worthy to talk about it because they're tearing down, because the county says five of the buildings there at Zocalo Village at 3384 East River Road, part of the Green Things property, must be torn down because they're in a floodplain. So why move all the merchandise over to the new building? Why not just deeply discount it? And discounts up to 50%, and that's what they're doing. So you can find out more at zocalovillage.com and greenthingsaz.com. When we do our telephone interviews, Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management has stepped up, and they are our sponsor for our live line. But we are now live in the studio with General Ted Maxwell, who leads the Southern Arizona Leadership Council. This man is so busy. I don't know how he does it. There must be two or three clones of General Maxwell going around. He's president and CEO there of Southern Arizona Leadership Council. Then he's very busy, of course. He's one of the nine members of the Regional Transportation Authority, the RTA, and he is, because he, and that his seat at the board there is from his being on the Arizona Department of Transportation seven-member board. And I do want to say that the general, we thank him for his service, nearly 34 years military service, including 15 years in active duty Air Force, additional 19 in the Arizona Air National Guard. He's a retired two-star general. He retired in 2018. His final duty station and title was Commander, Arizona Air National Guard. And of course, he is really part of the KVOI family. He's part of the Jump in Tucson brand. General, it's great to see you.
Bill, it's always good to be here. Good interview with Councilwoman Lee.
Thank you. And actually, her sound quality was excellent. Coming from the garage, there was just enough little echo.
Trying to make the drive from River and Campbell to here that fast. I'm going, maybe I should find a garage to pull into. It'd be great.
That would have been great. But no, I'd rather have you in the studio. Before we do move on to some of the pressing business, kind of a program note, Jump in Tucson, you do the show Tuesday 9 to 10, but there is a change coming, and it will be a week from Monday. Can you tell our listeners briefly what's going to happen a week from Monday?
Well, there is a change a coming, and the station had reached out to the Jump In team, and as you mentioned, there's four, and we're going to expand to a fifth host. We all take one day a week, so it's something we can do as well as in so you've got five different shows. You kind of got five different, currently in the current format, you got five different topics. We're all going to keep a little of the flavor of the topics that we've been known for. My hour on Tuesday is the engagement hour, where I'm encouraging people to get involved, whether it's with elected officials, whether it's running for public office, if it's police and, you know, supporting first responders, educators, healthcare workers. We owe it to our community to give back.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's through nonprofits and
sure.
it's through homework. There's so many different ways. I'm going to keep that as the second hour of my show, but the five of us are going to move to the 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock slot.
Mm-hmm.
And the first that's drive time. So it's going to be a little different for all of us.
You got to be ready for what's news that's breaking.
And we're going to, the first hour, I think you're going to see most of us are going to do that.
Uh-huh.
We're going to come out. We're going to lead with news. We're going to mm-hmm. talk about news. We're going to mm-hmm. bring in the topics of the day. We're going to engage with the listeners. We're going to try to encourage call-ins and all that. But I think most of us are going to keep that second hour.
Okay.
There'll be more call-in, more participation by the drive time community.
Mm-hmm.
But it will also, for me, it will stay on focusing on stories of people who are engaged in their community, who are giving back our civic duties, responsibilities, what we're supposed to do. Because no matter how much we argue about policies, no matter how much we have different views on stuff, we still live in the greatest nation, my humble opinion, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have the most input, the most times. We are a one-off because we rule we are a self-governing body.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find many, if any, that are truly of that nature in this mm-hmm. world right now.
All right. So for our listeners, it will be kind of the new expanded, reformatted a little bit, Jump in Tucson brand from 7 to 10. That'll be live. And then from 9 to 11, Kathleen Wynn, whose show has followed this one from 1 to 2, she's going to move from 9 to 11. And I'm not going anywhere. I love noon, and I'll still be here at noon. So that's what's going to be happening a week from Monday. I was prepared to ask you about, you know, President Trump doing all these freezes on this federal program and this one now. Apparently it's rescinded, because my first question was going to be, how is that going to affect Arizona transportation?
We've received so many questions on, is I-10 still going to be
done?
Is I-10 going to be done? And my answer would have been, before he unrescinded, that was yes. The federal funds, why significant, are not the majority of the funds that are going into the expansion of I-11.
Mm-hmm.
That was predominantly authorized by the legislature. So there's
I-10.
A lot of I-10, sorry.
Yeah, you said I-11.
Yeah, don't,
we're not
let's
even
going
to get into
let's
I-11.
Not get into
I-11. That's many years down the road.
Well past
yes.
my lifetime.
I-10.
But I-10, most of that funding actually did come from the state legislature. So that funding's still there. The bridge over the Gila River is being put together and constructed right now. You're going to see that continue. And now that, as you said, they've released those funds and realized that sometimes the messaging gets out ahead of the intention, and we'll see what the intention is at a later date. But for now, they've said that the federal grants and funding spending will continue. It would not have had a significant impact on slowing down. It may have required us to find where mm-hmm. we're going to make up for those funds.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, everybody that's excited about I-10 getting done, it's going to be going through construction, so it's going to get a little painful in parts at a time. And by 2028, it should be three lanes continuous from Tucson to Phoenix.
All right. I want a little bit
That's
of
each way.
Thank you, General. I want a little bit of reaction. Folks just heard Nikki Lee talking about why folks should vote for 414. That's to increase the sales tax. Those ballots are going out 2 weeks from today. So I want a little bit of reaction from your organization. We had Michael Guyman with us actually yesterday. Michael was on the live line, who heads up, he's the current head of the Tucson Metro Chamber, president, CEO. His title will change. He told us March 1st, looks like the merger will happen with Suncor.
That's the rumor.
That's what he shared. That's kind of the target date. So your organization really has joined the chamber in saying this is one ask too many.
Well, it's ironic. Our board back in December took a position of opposition to 414. So we were one of the first business groups that took a position against it. What we've been doing in the last couple months, though, has been outreaching with the city, with the leadership, trying to explore. We actually received a study that was back sponsored by several of the business entities, from Jim Rounds, an economist that talked about it. And we are now getting to the point where we've got to speak. You know, there are SALC members that are on both sides of this aisle. There's some folks in leadership on both sides of this aisle. But the board and the organization itself is opposed to 414 for several reasons. Some are budgetary concerns because it's a $2.4 billion budget. And remember, when it first came up that they were going to have a budget shortfall, they were talking about $27 million. Well, I don't think there's a business leader out there that says, if you take a look at a $2.4 billion budget, you can find $27 million. I mean, that's 1%. Even if you want to talk about the amount of money annually that's going to police and fire, it's roughly 65%, so that's about 56 million. You can find that in your budget too. There's some concerns we had about the long-term budgeting. We've known this has been coming for a long time. As Councilwoman Lee mentioned, 95% is personnel. So why hasn't the city been investing in the capital? And now they're coming to us going, we have to have this. But what people are not recognizing is the impact of another half cent sales tax. Most importantly, hinders those who are poor. We still got 20% poverty level in the city of Tucson. Those in the middle class, those who are on fixed incomes, seniors on fixed incomes, where they're not going to get that.
It's a lot of people.
And small businesses.
Yes.
Small local businesses are most impacted.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is, if this passes, the city of Tucson's sales tax will go up to 9.2. And people go, well, sales taxes change. This has a 10-year shelf life. And they just passed another half cent for 411, which SALC supported. Our organization supported Prop 101. We are not against, this is not about just sales tax, but it will go to 9.2, which will make it amongst the nine major communities in Arizona, the highest city sales tax addition. That means it's having the most impact on those who are most in need and we're working for. It was pointed out the other day to me, and I've said it out loud before too now, is the city went through getting a minimum wage tax because those are the people in need, and they got a minimum wage tax. Now they're going to take a half cent away from them on sales tax. There are better ways to fund that. And to our other point that we're always concerned about is the city's priorities should be in their charter, should be the North Star. And housing's one of those. So that's not knocking it. It's police and fire, parks and rec, infrastructure, and housing. Those should be funded in the general fund, not with add-ons. You get the stuff the community really wants. That's not one of your primary goals by having a half cent, by going to the voter. It's a very convenient thing to say, oh, we'll ask the voters if they want to pay for it. Well, really, please, you're putting police and fire out there to carry everything. And to Councilwoman Lee's comment earlier, she's right. Now, I'm a big supporter of Councilwoman Lee. I've known Nikki before she ran for office. I've known her for a long time.
She's a bright light.
Very bright light. And she was talking about the housing and the Housing First. And a lot of those programs were started and stood up with one-time dollars, with funding that came from the federal government, ARPA dollars, AIJ, those were temporary fundings. A lot of communities, including the Pima County, stood up temporary programs with those dollars because we knew eventually they would go away. Well, now they're going away, and in order to continue these programs, which all have value, they're going to rely on an additional half-cent sales tax. The challenge is, in that 35% bill, none of those funds will truly move the needle. I've asked folks in a lot of the different areas, whether it's homeless care, health care, housing, will this half cent make a significant impact on the issues we're facing? And their answer is, it will help, but it's not significant. Because you've spread it. You spread that 35% over so way, and now you're bundling it into a single ask of the citizens.
All right. General Ted Maxwell, stick around. We'll take a quick break here. Be back with the general right after this.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com. You can now review and comment on the Regional Transportation Authority's draft $2.46 billion regional transportation plan at one of several upcoming RTA Next open houses. The Draft 20-year plan includes roadway, transit, safety, bicycle, pedestrian, and environmental improvements for the greater Tucson region. It's your plan. Tell us what you think. Learn more and find dates for an upcoming open house near you at rtanext.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We are also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
The Green Valley News and Sarita's Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The News and Sun's media reach 75% of the region through newspapers, websites, social media, video, newsletters, and more. They also produce more than a dozen print and digital magazines annually for an audience of 70,000. Find them at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita's Sun, covering your hometown.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in Southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in Southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Wow, covering a lot here, as we try to do every noon hour. General Ted Maxwell leads the Southern Arizona Leadership Council, and he is a member. He represents Pima County on the seven-member Arizona State Transportation Board, and he's the ADOT representative on the nine-member Regional Transportation Authority Board of Directors. During my interview with Tucson City Councilwoman Nikki Lee, we talked about the RTA, and I'm going to bring that up with General Maxwell in one moment. But first, I want to talk about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, only about a three-hour drive, not a bad drive at all. You hit I-10, head east, and at the Lordsburg exit, take a left and head up the mountain. About 45 minutes, you'll be in a beautiful area of the Land of Enchantment. Start your planning by visiting their fine website at southwestnewmexico.org. I love our sponsors. They're all great people and people I believe in. And we are in the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studios, when we do the telephone interviews. The Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Team is our sponsor there. All right. Councilwoman Lee brought up some interesting things about the RTA, and I pointed out that a listener said that too often, General, we don't bring up the fact that the first item on the agenda program for the 20-year RTA program was the streetcar in downtown Tucson. Which was a huge item.
It was a huge item, and it leveraged a lot of federal funds, and it was placed early at the request of the city of Tucson. Sometimes this is the challenge on, you know, the RTA is a 20-year program, and this is sometimes the challenge. You can almost say it's the same thing with 414 being a 10-year. The folks who are in charge and representing the citizens when some of these things passed mm-hmm. aren't the ones that are there at the end.
No.
So they may not remember. Mm-hmm. And if they do, it doesn't fit their current concerns. And the city of Tucson should have concerns about the RTA 1 projects. If you mm-hmm. listen to the RTA board meetings, there's been two issues. What's going to be in the plan for RT next, and how are we going to finish those RTA 1 projects? The board has voted that it's still our responsibility to figure out how to finish those projects. Mm-hmm. The question will be when and where are we going to get the funding? Having We've already moved four projects into RTA next. Two are the city of Tucson, one's Marana, and one's Pima County. So they're not on their, they're not alone, but there are a good portion, the rest of them all, almost all are in the city of Tucson. But we're trying to work with how can we create that funding. We've got a long way to go, Bill, before we'll see this on the ballot. The board has targeted November. I hope we can get there. If we can't, then we've got all the way until next May. And
how about March? Could you do it in March?
My understanding from the executive director is the authorization for the countywide exist. We can only go in May.
Oh.
Unlike where the city can go in March as okay. they are this year. And, you know, that city Half Cent did play into the decision to move the RTA off of May. I don't think we ever would have gotten completed plan ready in time for May, but we'll see where that plays out. We are committed to completing those projects, figure out how to get them done. There are some changes that I know the city would like to make on a couple of the projects. So we're talking about different things. I had a really good meeting with the city manager, Tim Tamir, just about a little over a week ago, where we talked both about 414, but we also talked quite extensively about RTA and, mm-hmm. and the RTA 1 projects. And so there is the communication still there. The mm-hmm. working together is still there. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to make a project. The thing that we're going to make process. The biggest change right now, Bill, is there's going to be a lot of change of membership on that RTA board.
The Marana?
John Post is the new mayor of Marana. He'll be stepping in for Ed Honey, who we all know is a huge supporter.
The mayor, yeah.
And I've always said, I knew Ed would be there for RTA when it came down to it. And now he's probably smiling, going, but I think of him all the time because of his commitment to a regional infrastructure program. Roxy Valenzuela is the new mayor of the city of South Tucson. She thought a little bit about maybe putting somebody else on the council, but when I spoke to her last week, she said she decided RTA is important enough. She's going to be in that seat. Mm-hmm. My understanding, we're also going to have a change with the representative, the Paskayaki. Now I don't know if the PAG leadership has been informed of that yet, but I believe their new chairman wants to sit
Pima
on the RTA
Association
as well.
Of Governments. And then there is a new representative from the Pima County Board of Supervisors.
Absolutely. With Rex Scott being the chair and Adelita Grijalva, I know Supervisor Grijalva is very excited about sitting on that role, but new voices and new ideas.
Yeah. And not a lot of time.
No. And what people don't understand is, they maybe do, but RTA brings in two times as much money as we get from the federal government and the state government for infrastructure in the region. Mm. Two times as much. 67% of it or more comes from RTA. And into next June, the half-cent sales tax, or half-percent, however you want to look at it, expires. Mm-hmm. And that goes away. Mm-hmm. And it provides a significant portion of the transit operational funds too. So the transit folks who are saying, no, we need more. Right now there's, you know, the city will be clear. The transit continuation of the transit funds is important to them, as is the RTL reconstruction is a win in there too. So there's things for everybody. It's not going to be perfect, but we've got to get to a solution.
Not a lot of time. And the problem, if you do it in May of next year, it's one and done.
That's it, Bill. That's why Rex Scott and myself have been pushing to try to get in May of this year. We couldn't get there. We still don't have all the mayors on board. And
I mean, you still have time for November.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. But we've got multiple mayors that right now don't see this as a regional or beneficial plan for their communities, and we've got to get people there.
All right, General Ted Maxwell, we will look for your work next Tuesday on Jump in Tucson. Then again,
and that will still be at 9 to 10.
9 to 10. And then the changeover here, it's a major change for 1030 KVOI, The Voice. There'll be local programming with the Jump in Tucson brand from 7 to 9. That'll be a live show. And then Kathleen Wynn goes 9 to 11. And then me, I'm not going anywhere. I'm here at midday where I like to be, which, General, I look at midday, it's a mini drive time. People are in this town, everybody's out in the car, right? Going
Bill,
to meetings.
To me, the morning drive time and the lunch drive time are the times to have.
Yeah.
The Jump In brand will get rebranded because we're not going to take Jump In with us because we're going to expand more to that drive time motto. And as you do so well, encourage callers to join the conversation.
And react to what's going on in the news that day.
All right, General. We'll be the first local show on the radio every day.
All right. Hope you have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right. On behalf of General Maxwell, Tom on the other side of the glass, Bill on this side of the glass, wishing everyone well.